Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our new friend Jonathan Williams. He won't be new friend for long. We'll get him back again. He's got a lot more to teach. He's chief economist and VP for the Center for State Fiscal Reform at the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, ALEC.org is the website. We're talking about the Rich State, Poor State report that he puts out with Art Laffer, with our friend Stephen Moore, and of course Jonathan Williams, our guest this half hour. Jonathan, it's been said for years, correctly I think, that states are the incubators for federal policies, federal programs, that the states should be incubating things that and see what works, and then take those things and scale them up at the federal level. Do you see any states doing things the right way, free market type of growth and policies I should say, and resulting growth that federal government could model?
Absolutely, the federal government has so many lessons to learn from the states, or as Justice Brandeis said, the laboratories of democracy, as you point out. And you know, you look at places like Utah, number one in our rankings, or Indiana and North Carolina, two of the states that have gained the most over the years with some of their great free market business reforms. But you also look at states like the powerhouse states of the last decade, which are Texas, Florida, and Arizona, and so many of those states that are so competitive do things like avoid a personal income tax, which doesn't tax the business pass-through earnings in those states in a lot of cases as well, which is a huge deal. You know, we look back now 20 years of data that we have. The states that avoid a personal income tax have grown jobs nearly 3 times faster than the states with income taxes. Mm-hmm. I mean, those kind of lessons, we could learn so much as we approach federal tax reform.
And what's interesting to me about that is we all know that those states don't do without income. So either the sales tax is high, or their property taxes are high, right? There's no free lunch. The money comes from somewhere. So that's an interesting thing.
Well, that's a great point.
I was just going to say, the interesting thing is we grow better when we grow better when we pay higher ad valorem tax, but not so much when we pay higher income tax. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what the economic evidence says, is that taxes on income are the most damaging raise the kind of revenue everyone would need to have some core services and education and roads and everything that we all need. But the question is, how do you raise it at the least cost to the economy? And that turns out to be things like sales taxes. The other key, though, about the states that do not tax income is, on average, they spend about $1,000 less per person than the states with income taxes. So part of the key is to keep government more limited into its core functions, and that's how they're able to get away with not having an income tax in some cases as well.
Another thing I admire about Texas is their legislature only meets every other year.
Well, that's a huge attribute. You know, I really do think that taxpayers are not safe when the legislators are in session in many cases.
Right.
And when you have a state like Texas that just is so serious about keeping government limited that they meet once out of every 2 years, I think that's a really good sign to say we're not going to tax, we're not going to spend more than we need to. Because while they're there, you know, when they're sitting around the Capitol, my friend, that they're always coming up with other
that's
ways
right.
to tax and spend your dollars.
That's right. So give us the Rich State, Poor State website.
It's richstatespoorstates.org, which is a really neat interactive tool to kind of go back these 10 years, and also you can adjust your state's policies to say, what would happen if my state became right to work?
Wow.
If we cut taxes, how would that affect the rank?
That's a great tool. So thank you for that, for doing that, Jonathan, you and Art and our friend Stephen Moore. Okay, so I've got about a minute left, Jonathan. I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about what's going on in Washington. You're there inside the Beltway. Are we going to get tax reform this year?
Well, I sure hope so, but I think if we're going to get it this year, we need to get it by August, before August.
What is your instinct? If you had to lay a bet right now, what would you bet on?
My bet is they better clear health care out first so they can get some of the budget savings out of the
health care. Are they moving toward Obamacare? Do you see that happening? Is that going to get resurrected? You see that actually happening, what you just said?
I think it's going to happen before the August recess, yes.
You think health care will happen before August?
I think so. Tell me an optimist, maybe overly optimistic.
Yeah, I hope.
But I think they're going to get together with some principles and get that done.
From your mouth to God's ears, that's the way I see it, Jonathan. Hey, will you come back?
Absolutely, I would love to.
I've enjoyed having you here. You did a good job, and we look forward to hearing from you some more. Jonathan Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Alec.org is the website, and we'll get him back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.